here's a story from The World.
The Komodo dragon most definitely lives up to its name. The beast is nearly 200 pounds of lizard, 9 feet long, with teeth like a shark. No surprise, it is a predator and lives on remote islands in Indonesia. Now the government there wants to cash in on the Komodo dragon's reputation by bringing in more tourists for an entertainment experience inspired by Jurassic Park. A good idea? The World's Patrick Wynn has our story.
That is a Komodo dragon, and the hiss means, back off, I will bite you. But better to be warned than ambushed. When hungry, these lizards lurk in the bushes, wait for prey to walk by, and then it's all gnashing teeth and snapping bones. A Komodo dragon devouring a deer in six big chomps. With humans, it's more likely to just bite and run away, if it attacks at all. But still, even one bite is really bad. Take it from Aloysius Suhartim Karya, a former ranger in Komodo National Park. He goes by Louis, and this is how he describes the animal's pointy teeth.
Like a needle. It goes straight into the, how do you call it? Yeah, the muscle, yeah?
Not just a needle, more like a syringe, injecting venom into the wound, which quickly spreads to your vital organs.
And then this will kill our heart, brains. It takes like 30 minutes.
30 minutes without treatment, and you're dead. And yet, tourists will pay good money to get close to these animals, for the thrill of it. There's fewer than 6,000 of these dragons, and they only live in one somewhat remote part of Indonesia. Now, Louis is no longer a ranger, he's a tour operator, an environmental activist. And this is how he describes the local tourism industry.
99.9%, it is due to Komodo dragon.
So, the local government, they've got a plan to build a deluxe park where intrepid tourists can fork out $1,000 to see these ancient lizards. The architects even put out a video, a mock-up of the park set to familiar music. Yep, that is the Jurassic Park theme song.
I don't really understand Indonesian government. Jurassic Park, it doesn't really make sense.
As Louis and others point out, it is a movie about humans meddling with nature and getting eaten by giant lizards. The park would cater to the wealthy, with sleek pavilions and terraces, looking down on a leafy island where the dragons crawl around. Is it dangerous? To humans, no, Louis says, but that's not the point.
It's safe for the people, but it's not safe for the animals. This will cause ecocide.
This will cause ecocide, he says. Mowing down jungles where they live, where their prey live too, bringing in weird noises and smells that screw with their senses. Komodo dragons can smell things from 2 miles away. Louis says, look, the sort of tourists who come to Komodo don't want Jurassic Park. They want everything au naturel.
It is beautiful as it is. This will reduce the beauty of the island.
Yet just put this project aside for a second. Way too many people are already coming to these islands, like nearly 200,000 a year, all wanting to take selfies with dragons in the background. They go out with guides who are armed with sticks. They surround the Komodo dragons in the jungle and take videos for social media. Videos like this.
I'm getting film here.
Yeah.
Back up. Back up. Back up. Oh, got a battle.
Uh-oh.
I got the movie going, too.
Tourists coming in and out day after day, and very few people get hurt, actually. But for the dragon, this is too much human contact. This animal is nearly endangered. This is why officials said, look, let's bring in fewer tourists, but spruce up the place, build a nicer park, and charge them $1,000 per person. I reached out to the park's director, Lukita Awang Nisiantara, to talk about this. He didn't respond, but he has released a video statement in Indonesian. Saying the park is closed because of COVID-19 and, quote, stay at home, we'll keep the dragons safe for you. So, sounds like the pandemic is giving the lizards a break, right? From tourists, yes, but construction is underway at the so-called Jurassic Park. And a photo recently leaked from the site. It's a Komodo dragon in a muddy construction pit, blocking the path of a big truck, bringing in steel to build the park. and the dragon is just staring it down.
The photo is telling us, Komodo dragon, no need human to protest.
Seems the lizards can protest on their own, Louis says. Some say it's like that protester in Tiananmen Square, blocking Chinese tanks.
They've seen that their house or their habitat is destroyed by the human, and they are getting angry.
And an angry Komodo dragon, generally speaking, is not what you want. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.